Well, we've been talking through interruptions these last couple weeks. Or we started last week with the panel. We had some friends up here, and we were talking through some of the craziness that's going on right now all around us and how that affects each of us, and just kind of asking the question, like, how do you navigate through times like this with so many different interruptions that are stopping our plans and stopping the future that we had imagined for ourselves? Where is God in all of this? And how do we find his voice in what's going on? How do we navigate through that well with his grace? And so as a panel last week, we kind of sat here and asked some questions from some different passages and just talked through places in the Bible, because the Bible is full of different places where we can look at interruptions in people's lives that were used for good things, where God shows up and he takes someone's life and it's on a certain course, aiming at certain dreams and goals and visions, and God says, stop. And in the middle of that moment, that pause, that God comes in and interrupts that person's life, we see all of these different scenarios in Scripture. And so we talked through a few of those last week. And I just, as we're continuing with this series this week and for the next couple weeks, I'd like to not just look at the fact that there was an interruption, but how do we walk through that and hear God's voice in it? Because God is playing a role, and it's not just a small role. It is the role, as we know that God's sovereign. He is in control of everything. So he's even in control of these interruptions. So what is it that he wants to teach us as we're being stopped, as we're being caused to pause and have our lives and our goals interrupted? And so tonight we're going to kind of look through a passage where Jesus is walking up to his disciples, these guys that he's called alongside himself to go do life with them and hang out with them. And they're going to minister to people together. They're going to serve people and love people. And most importantly, they're going to share the good news that Jesus himself came to earth, the Son of God himself, to die on a cross and then to rise again, to come back from the dead, so that you and I, if we place our trust in him, can be saved. We can be forgiven. We can have a life after this one that is an eternity with God. And so this was a big mission that they were on. This was a big deal. And as Jesus walks up to these disciples tonight, we're going to kind of walk through that passage. And over the next couple weeks, just kind of tear through there, because there are so many really good things in that passage to help us know how to navigate the interruptions in our own lives, the things that are happening right now. And so as we push through this passage, I want us to kind of stop and just recognize a truth that we're going to have to grasp onto for the next couple weeks. If you want to serve the Lord, if you're listening tonight, you're like, I'm serious about Jesus. I want to serve him. I've given him my heart and my life, and I want to see God's kingdom advance. I want to be a part of that. Then you're going to have to get used to being interrupted. Because that's just God's MO. That's what God does. He loves to stop us in our tracks and cause us to think. He likes to stop us as we're busy, as we're doing something, and we're like laser focused on a goal. And he wants to stop us and say, hey, wait, keep your eyes on me. And so you better get used to interruptions if you want to serve Jesus, because that's what he tends to do. And we have examples all through Scripture that prove that point's true. We have people who are just minding their own business fishing, and Jesus walks by and waves their direction and calls them to leave their fish and follow him. We have people collecting taxes, just trying to make a living and do their job, and Jesus says, just leave your job behind right there. Walk away from your tax booth and follow me. We have people who are out just taking care of their sheep, and they hear God's voice break through a burning bush, and he speaks to them and leaves them a message and changes the course of their life. We get a kid just being a kid, obeying his dad, serving his brothers, who's sold into slavery by his own brothers so that eventually he can grow to save his people from famine and death. God radically alters the course of his life. We have people who are just walking down a road to Damascus, and Jesus plays peekaboo from the clouds and blinds them and sends them to their knees and changes their entire life. We have people just minding their own business in their chariot, reading their favorite book, and God sends a guy named Philip to stop him and to share with him the greatest news he would ever hear. We have people just trying to catch a snooze after a long day working in the temple, and God keeps waking them up, yelling their name, because he had a special message that would change their lives. On and on I can go about stories of Scripture where God is interrupting his people so that he can show them something better. so he can change the course and direction of their lives. And you know what? For you and I, if we're not willing to stop and accept the interruption, we may miss out on something really awesome. We may miss out on hearing the very voice of God who has a message for us, but we're not willing to turn and accept the interruption. We stay focused on the thing that we were already doing. And we say, God, don't bother me now. Don't interrupt me now. I don't have time to hear you. I got to be about this. And so if you want to serve Jesus, you better get used to being interrupted. And the very mission that he left us when he ascended to heaven, if we're his disciples, was as you were going, be making disciples. That very mission is an interruption in and of itself, that as we are doing life, as we're going about our daily business, that there will be moments that God's going to repeatedly show up and say, hey, see this guy over here? He needs to hear the hope of my son, Jesus. Will you stop what you're doing and go tell him? See that kid in the hallway who's sitting up against the wall all by himself? Nobody ever talks to him, who looks depressed and is just sitting there alone. Will you stop on your busy day as you're going to study for a test or head to your class? Will you take a moment to stop and ask him how his day's going? On and on and on, Jesus will come along in our lives and bring these interruptions. Will we be willing to stop? Will we be willing to learn from even this very scenario, like tonight, as you guys are watching online and we're here, our desire would be all together here in this room, right? But the interruption comes. Are you asking God, why is that? Lord, what are you doing? What are you working right now, even in this interruption? And COVID-19 and hurricanes and all of these other things, what will happen as school begins in a couple weeks? Will school begin in a couple weeks? These questions are swirling around all over the place, and they're left to us to answer. And I hope the answer would be, God, you tell me. What is it you want to say through this interruption? What is it you want to say in this pause, this moment in my life where I'm caused to stop? And find out and hear what it is you're trying to tell me, what direction you're changing in my life. So often we look at interruptions as this negative thing. Immediately we assume it's a disaster. It's a crisis because I was going after the thing I wanted and all of a sudden I got interrupted. And it seems like we always look at it in this negative light, but I want to encourage you tonight. Could it be that God is inside of those interruptions? That they're not always negative? That maybe the voice of the Lord could be heard if you would stop and recognize that maybe God's talking to you through that? And ask him, Lord, what are you saying? What is it you want to change in my life through this? And so tonight I want to invite you to look with me to Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 22. We're going to look at a few of Jesus' disciples, these dudes that he's walking along and he calls these guys to come and serve with him. Matthew 4:18, it says, while walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who's called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Man, here's a story of some dudes who were just out making a living. They're trying to make some money. They want to sell these fish, support their family, pay for their house. And they're just trying to do the everyday grind of surviving, protecting and serving, providing for their families. And here comes Jesus. And he's about to change the course of their entire life. He's about to step in and give them this unbelievably huge interruption where he will literally ask them to leave everything behind and take an entirely new life as they follow him. This wasn't a small interruption. This wasn't a momentary pause in their life. This was, hey dudes, leave everything behind. Leave your father sitting in the boat. Get up and follow me. I'm not telling you where we're going. I'm not giving you the direction. I'm just gonna say this. You can't go wrong if you follow me. That is a great story for us to look at and to take into consideration our lives. Because so often for me, an interruption is just kind of this small momentary thing. It's a minor inconvenience in some ways. But as we look at what Jesus is really calling us to do as believers, it's not at all different from what he's asked these guys to do. As you're a disciple of Jesus, Jesus has walked along beside you and called you at some point if you believe in him. And the call was this: hey, will you leave your entire life behind? Take a new one and follow me. Will you take sin and things that your heart desires and loves of this world, things that are wrong and selfish, and will you be willing to say, as much as I love that stuff in my flesh, yes, I will leave that behind, Jesus, because I want to follow you more. That can include sacrifice. That can include a change of job. That could include a change of where you live. That could include all sorts of stuff. We don't know until Jesus speaks up in that moment when you stop and you go, Jesus, what are you saying? What are you calling me to do? Where are you calling me to go? What he wants most is that your heart would be in a spot that says, I'm willing. I'll leave whatever you ask. And it might be different for each of us. But if you listen, you will hear his voice in that pause. And so we see that Jesus is the one here that initiates this interruption. I mean, these guys are out doing their thing. They're not looking for Jesus. They're not looking for a change in their life. They're not trying to like find some new thing to do because they're bored. They're just doing what they know to do. And the one who initiates the interruption is Jesus. He's the one who shows up on the scene. He's the one who calls out to them. He's the one who says, hey guys, follow me and I'll show you a better way. You know that as we are getting used to interruptions, as we serve Jesus, we need to keep in mind that Jesus is the one who initiates the interruption. There's a reason why I really love this truth that we're settling on right here, because the best things come from Jesus. The best things in life start with Jesus. My salvation started with Jesus, who was willing to step out of heaven and interrupt his life to die on a cross for me. My salvation came because Jesus initiates that. Jesus reaches out and loves me first so that I can then go, okay, now I can love you back, like John tells us. The best things start with Jesus. So I love that Jesus constantly is interrupting my life. As frustrating as it might be sometimes, I love that I know the best things come from Jesus. It's always better when he starts it. And I know that Paul tells us all things work together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purposes. So as I, in those moments, get frustrated and say, Jesus, what are you doing here? Why are you interrupting this good thing? I can remember that verse and say, you know better than I do. You know what a good thing is and what a better thing is. And Jesus, if you know everything, you know the best for my life, how dare I come and say, but I think I know better than you, Lord. Are you sure you want to do this? I can trust that Jesus says, I know everything and I want your good. I'm going to work it all out for your good. So when he comes along to interrupt, it causes my heart as I remember this verse to go, you know what? I'm not sure right now, but I know I can trust you. I know you're sure. I know you have a better plan than I could ever have for my own life. So God, it's scary and I'm not sure. I'm frustrated that I'm like on this trail here, on this path towards something and you're stopping me and you're interrupting me. And that could be frustrating in my life. But I want to look and see the good in this. I want to stop and hear your voice talking to me through the silence of this interruption. Because I know you have a better plan. And if it starts with Jesus, it's always better. It's always better. I remember once I was working in a medical clinic helping, I was interpreting for some doctors. And it was one of those days where it just felt like the worst cases were possibly coming through the clinic. And as these doctors were helping these people who were in really bad condition, the mood of the clinic got very serious. The beginning of the day started off light as people came in with headaches and sore knees and things like that and were laughing. But as different things came in that were just unbelievable in my mind to even see these doctors treat, there was a serious tone that settled in the clinic. And they were very focused and they were helping people and we were working hard. And I had the coolest job because after I translated for the doctors and we treated the patients and gave them their medicine, I got to sit on the sidelines over here and talk to them before they left. And I got to share the gospel with them and tell them about hope. I got to pray with them before they left. I loved my job. And I was serious that day, and I remember how focused we were. Every interruption just meant that much longer. That number of people wouldn't get seen because we were busy being interrupted. And then this lady comes up. And as I'm focused and as I'm working, she's just like kind of over here. Have you ever experienced that type of person who's just like, hey, 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 like a little bird, and you're like, stop, and I'm trying to do something. She's like, hey, I gotta tell you something. I'm like, no, and I'm getting really frustrated. I know it's showing on my face, no matter how hard I'm trying not to show it. Like, I don't want her to know I'm mad, but I'm getting frustrated because I'm like serious about what we're doing. And finally, I get so upset with her that I just snap my head, you know, one of those, and I look at her with this face, and praise God, no words came out of my mouth, but she saw on my face I was not happy. And she just kind of looked at me, and with the quietest, sweetest voice in the most humble way possible, this lady just said these words. And this is why I've titled the series this over these couple weeks, this title. She said, pardon the interruption, and like the sweetest little voice. And she said, but you have a large scorpion on your shoulder. And I was like, what? You know, so I did one of those like, oh man, I'm gonna die. And I'm running around the clinic and I'm trying to get the scorpion off me. And no lie, the thing was almost the size of my hand. That's not like a pastor exaggeration. This thing was huge, man. And I would have not known. I would have got like stung in the neck if this lady hadn't told me that. But there I am, like ticked off at her. I'm frustrated. I am focused. And you know what? In my mind and my heart, I was doing a good thing. I was focused on a good thing, but I'm so glad this lady interrupted even the good thing, that she was willing to initiate that interruption because it was for my good. And if she hadn't stepped in and initiated that, I would have got stung. I wouldn't have known. I would have just kept going with what I was doing. I was so focused. And I'll tell you that sometimes I look to Jesus and get so frustrated at him for changing my plans, for interrupting the life that I'm trying to make for myself. And that could be a spectrum of things. My work, my relationships, my dreams. Jesus comes along and initiates this interruption. And instead of looking back at him saying, but I'm doing a good thing, God. You know, even ministries that we're involved in, even in churches as we serve and do work for the Lord, how quickly can we get upset with God when he interrupts it? Like, Lord, don't touch my ministry now. Like, I'm doing a good thing over here. I'm serving. This is so important. God, don't you dare interrupt this. And he's like, wait, are you doing it for you or for me? Because if you're doing it for me, I should have the right to interrupt you. If you're doing it for you, then you sit there and sulk. Because it's not about me anyway. And we see that when we don't want to let Jesus interrupt even good things, it's because they've become about us. And our hearts are in the wrong place. And we've made idols out of things that don't deserve it. And we've started to worship even those really good things instead of the one who deserves to be worshiped. Who deserves the right to come in and go, Rob, I need you to pause, man. I need you to stop for a minute and just hear me. Let me break in and interrupt you. The other thing we see here is Jesus walks up and says, hey guys, follow me. Is that they were all doing something. And the very nature of an interruption means this. You will be in the middle of something when he interrupts you. You will be busy at something, whether it be sleeping like Samuel was in the temple and you're sleeping on the couch and God wakes you up, or you're out doing a good thing serving at church, or you're chasing your dreams, getting that 6.0 GPA, or being a star athlete on the field, or whatever that thing is that you are busy doing. You will be doing something that will say, look at me. Stay focused on me. Something will be distracting us. And it's not that it's good or bad until the moment comes where Jesus says, hey, I need you to stop and look at me now. And we don't. Because in that moment, that thing just became our idol. You will be doing something like these disciples. They were sitting in their boat, casting their nets. We see that Simon and Andrew were just fishing. They're just doing their job, making money, supporting their family. There was nothing wrong with what they were doing. It's not that Jesus is always going to come and call you out of the sin that you're in. It might be a good thing that you're doing. They were just doing their job. And here comes the interruption as Jesus steps in. James and John were just fixing their nets so they could go fishing the next day. They're sitting there with their dad taking care of their business. There was nothing wrong with what they were doing. It was a good thing. And when Jesus comes along, he interrupts that thing they were doing. Man, I was so mad in that clinic. I still remember the frustration. I still feel guilty in a way. Like when I think back on it, for making that face of that lady, I'm sorry for having done that, especially when she was looking out for me. And I'm sure you have moments in your life where you look back and, man, I regret having done that. And you might be about a good thing right now. You might be about some bad things right now, and you need to repent tonight and say, God, I'm distracted by sin. I'm distracted by my flesh. I'm chasing things that I know do not honor you, Lord. But you might also be about some really good things that are hard to give up and let go. And maybe in the middle of these distractions, God's teaching you how to say, value me more than whatever it is you're doing right now. Whatever it is. There's no limit on that. Jesus should always be more. He should always be better. He should always be more costly in your life. So often I say, Lord, I love you more than anything else in this world. So often I find myself saying, how dare I get interrupted right now? And Jesus is looking back saying, but it's for your good. You get a scorpion on your shoulder, man. You've got something we need to correct, or I have a new, better thing in store for you. I want to challenge you, whatever it is you're in the middle of right now. Maybe it's something you don't want to get interrupted. Maybe it's something you're so tied up in that even though Jesus is there knocking on your life, you're not listening. You're too focused on that dating relationship, and you're like, Jesus, don't you dare touch this. I need this more than anything else. Or you're so focused on that job and making money and that success or that GPA that you're trying to work really hard for that nothing else is going to pry your hands off of it. Nothing dare interrupt you. And I want to challenge you to love Jesus more than anything else it is that you're chasing or that you're in the middle of right now. That you would not just look at an interruption and immediately just get this negative attitude about it and say, man, nothing good could ever come of this. Because God so often interrupts us to show us a better way. To take his dreams and his heart and put it inside of us to give us his visions and his goals that are so much better than ours. So that when Jesus comes along and says, Rob, would you look over here? I got something better in store for you. My heart would be in a place that says, Lord, I'm listening. I'm not going to automatically go, how dare you? I'm going to go, God, you showed up. Like, what do you want? What is it you're doing here? How do you want to change my life in the direction of how it's going? It's okay, because you know why? It belongs to you. It's yours. Y'all, if I were to be honest with you tonight, this is one of the hardest things in my life. I hate interruptions. I can't stand having a conversation with someone and have someone come interrupt the conversation. It's my pet peeve. I constantly have to ask the Lord for patience in those moments and for his grace, because I like to lock in on a conversation and I cannot stand disruptions. Never mind when it gets to like the size of like my life and where it's going. And so this is a struggle for me, and I'm sure it's a struggle for a lot of people. And so as I challenge you, I challenge myself. Let us be people that say, God, you never have to ask pardon for your interruptions, because I know it's always for a good thing. I went back to that lady later in the clinic and I actually told her, I said, listen, you did not have to say sorry for that. You were looking out for me. And that's how I view my Lord, who's interrupting my life so often and changing the course, and it might be frustrating, but he's looking out for me. And I want my life to be about his kingdom. So God, if you want to change my life to further your kingdom, it's yours anyway. I want to challenge you to view your interruptions right now that way. So if you feel like everything's chaotic, if you're like, how do I navigate all this craziness right now? Take the moment to pause and to ask the Lord to let you hear his voice. Just say, Jesus, where are you leading me through this moment? Next week, we're going to keep going through this passage and see a couple other things that are going to help us find God's will in the middle of a chaotic time. And so I want to challenge you to read ahead, study this, pray this throughout the week, and let's work together to ask the Lord what he might be doing through all this right now. I want to ask y'all if you would, right where you are, if you would just stop and pray. Unless you're driving, don't close your eyes. But otherwise, will you pray with me? And let's ask the Lord as the band comes back up to lead us in worship to help us do this very thing tonight. Father, we love you so much, God, and we thank you that you are a God of interruptions. That even though there are times in our lives we get frustrated that we're being interrupted, that you're in it. God, it's your plan, your goals, your dreams, your passion, and we just ask you to let us be a part of that. Direct us and guide us, Father, and cause us to not see every interruption as a negative thing, but to hear your voice in the middle of it. To let it help ebb and flow our lives and direct it down the right course. As you send different things in, Father, that we would hear you, that we would see your dreams. We love you, Jesus, and it's in your precious name that we pray tonight. Amen.